Good job of the Manalas. Quotes a famous Brysa. Aboy Mishmon and Nazim Mishavan Nazis from the Stabula Hemli Yisrael. In the history of the Jewish people, we had, the Gemara says later, we had hundreds of Nazim, but their Nevuah was not recorded because it was not Hutzu Choladaris. Only the Nevuahs that were deemed as necessary for the future generations were incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh, into the Tanakh. So from those whose names appear in Tanakh, whose prophecies appear in Tanakh, there were 48 male prophets and 7 women who were Nevi'os. For the Jewish people, they never added anything on. The first time they made a Haysafah was Purim. So this is a famous Gemara. It's a problem. What do you mean they never added anything on? The Gemara says in Erevin, in the beginning of the second paragraph, Shlomo HaMelech made a Takana of Erevin. Shlomo HaMelech made a Takana of Tilos Yadayim, and the Gemara says that when David HaMelech died, there was a Shaila of Muktzah.
Yeah.
He died on Shabbos, and he was Mutah Bahamas. So Shlomo HaMelech has the Shaila of Muktzah. So you see that there were Takanas the Rabbanon even in earlier generations. What does the Gemara say? That the first time they made a Takana was Nes Purim. Rashi has one approach, and the Ramban has a very different approach. Rashi says the problem was, Rashi Dimamasu Chutz Mimikra Megillah. Rashi says the problem was that Loi Bashamayim Hi. The Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak in Tmura that after the Tira of Moshe Rabbeinu, many, many, many halachas, thousands of halachas were forgotten during the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they wanted Yeshua ben Nun, who was a Novi, so they wanted him to restore all the halachas. So they said he should ask for a Nevuah. So he says, Loi Bashamayim Hi, that you're not allowed to ask for a Nevuah about halacha, about what you're supposed to do. You ask for a Nevuah about the politics. To go to war, not to go to war, those kind of things, yes, for Nevuah. But the Rabbanu Shlomo is not going to give a Nevuah about what the dinim are. And then they wanted to ask the Urim Betumim, the Vaita, Loi Bashamayim Hi. There's no Nevuah now. So Rashi learns that the problem over here was, the Rabbanim have a right to make a Takana, the Rabbanim, Exer, the Rabbanim have a right, as Rabbanim. And after the Nes Chanukah, there were no Nevi'im, Rashi says, so they made a Yontav of Chanukah. A yontav made by the Rabbanim is no problem. But the problem is, over here, because it's the Kalas Tushen, because Purim was Baruch HaKadosh, it's Alpi Nevuah, so that's the problem. How can you have a Nevuah? How can you have a Nevuah to add on another mitzvah to the mitzvah HaTorah? Isn't that the Baal Tosis? You're allowed to listen to the theme that they tell you in addition to the 613 mitzvahs, you should observe another mitzvah Lo'ilam Void. And it says, if a Novi tells you for a day, for a week, for a month, for a year, for 1,000 years, for 3,000 years, that's a Hayru Asho, okay. But the Novi tells you from now on, in addition to the Taryag Mitzvah Satari, you have to keep another mitzvah that's going to be Noig L'Yoylam Void. That's in violation. So, Sahanovi Asheker. But if the Nevi'im, but if a Novi says that the Torah is Nevuah, but he's adding on as Nevuah, that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Novi, you only trust the Novi if he tells you to do something Lohayra Shor. He tells you to do a neutral act, or he tells you even to do an Avera. He tells you to smoke a cigar this Shabbos. If he tells you for one Shabbos, smoke a cigar, and you know that he's a Novi Muchzok, so you're obligated to listen to him. But if he tells you to add on a mitzvah mikan v'yelach, to add on a mitzvah b'kerech ha-nevuah, the Rashi learns that that's the problem. The Ramban, and the Talmid HaRamban, the Ramban has an al-Chumash, and Ramban has it in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Sfasemis apparently didn't remember that it's from the Ramban, so he writes Kishtikal Torah on his own as well. Sfasemis has it, and then the Talmidim of the Ramban, the Ritva has it. If this is more popular, the Ramban's pshat is more popular than Rashi's pshat. The Ramban says, yes, they had Netilas Yadayim, and they had Muktzah, and they had Erev, they had many Dinim de Rabbanon from earlier generations. Those are Gzeirah. There's a difference between Gzeirah and a Takon. A Gzeirah, the authority of the Chachamim to introduce a Gzeirah, is based on the Pasuk in Chumash at the end, the last Pasuk in Parshat Achimos, Mishmartim es Mishmarti. Asu Mishmeris v'Mishmarti. So Netilas Yadayim was Mishum Srach Truma, that if a person is Tomei, Kohen is Tomin is going to eat Truma, so he's over an Avera. He has to make sure that he eats Truma in a state of Tara. So they made Chumras already in the days of Shlomo Melech. They made a Chumras that there's such an institution as Tumas Hayadayim. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist. That the hands are Tomin, the rest of the body is Tohar. And that the hand should be Shniyot, Yadayim Shniyotayim. The whole thing is non-existent on the level of the Raisa. So this was already introduced by the days of Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech introduced also in the Tzivus Yadayim Lechulin. You always have to wash in Tzivus Yadayim when you want to eat bread. Mishum Sirach Truma. Because of the Hashash, originally it was introduced that you have to wash in Tzivus Yadayim before a Kohen wants to eat Truma, you have to wash in Tzivus Yadayim. And that's Gzeire Shema Yovod Lechol Truma Betumas Haguf. So Gzeire they always had, and Muksa is also Gzeire Shema Yoytzi. We're concerned the person may forget and carry into the street. So we don't allow him even to carry in the house. So we're not going to prohibit carrying tables and chairs and spar and the books and babies and the food and then plates and forks and knives, but things that you don't use anyway. Junk, it's not going to be offered. You don't need it anyway. You're not making life so miserable. So we don't allow you to handle it even in the house. Maybe you'll carry it out into the street. So that was Xera de Rabbanon. So Muktzah is Xera de Rabbanon, and Mitzvot Yadayim, and Erev, and Erevin is Xera, Shema Yotzi, right to Shema Yotzi, because the Chotz Shenim Urevin, for everybody carries there, so it's very similar to the Rishus HaRabim. So they had to make Xera de Rabbanon. But here it's not Xera, Shema, someone, it's not that we're concerned someone's going to violate one of the Averis in the Torah. Here they made a Mitzvah Sesem de Rabbanon, not a Mitzvah Sloy Sesem, a Hashash, Shema Yovah to violate an Averis. They made a mitzvah in the Rabbanon, so the Gemara says that was the first time that they ever made a takkonim in the Rabbanon. There are takkonis and xeris. Xeris there always were. That's based on the din of Ishmartim and Mishmartim. And takkonis, this was the first takkonim. So that was the problem. That was the issue. The issue was, according to Rashi, the issue was, loy bashamayim hi. How can you listen to a Navi? A Navi tells you, there's an additional mitzvah that's binding for all the future generations. He doesn't tell you to observe as a hairah shor for a period of time. A week, a year, 100 years, 1,000 years. He tells me, Mekan v'yelach, v'zichem v'yosef mitarech ha'yehudim. That the Jews will always observe Yom Tov of Purim. According to Rashi, that was the problem. According to the Ramban, the problem was that, also Vaita Balteisi, but the problem was even when the Chachamim introduced, a takkona. They have the right to introduce a zero. Mishmarti, how do you know they have a right to introduce a takkon? So the Gemara says, Zenachanami, it is a problem. But if you can establish that there is a kiyum deraisa involved, so the Gemara says that on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, most of the time in American time, they were not killing the Jews. Here and there were times that they were killing the Jews. Most of the time they were not killing the Jews, it was just Yitzias Mi'abdus L'cherus. And on that occasion, they celebrated, Bar Shalom told them it's an occasion to celebrate. Zman Chereseinu, Pesach. And you say, Oz Yashir, the Chumash records Oz Yashir. So you see that you have to celebrate, and you have to sing Hallel, you have to say some kind of Shira. So Kal V'chaim over here, that it was, Mi Movis L'chaim, Mi Mita L'chaim L'kolshkin. So if you will celebrate, and you will recite Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will be a Kiyum Deraita. The Mela, there's neither a violation of a Novi, of Lod B'Shemayim, nor is there, whatever the problem was, is not a problem. According to Rashi, the problem was, how can you believe a Navi that he makes up a new mitzvah? And according to the Ramban, the issue was, how did the Chacham have authority to make a new mitzvah, even if Takana de Rabbanon? It should be an issue of Baal Taisit. So the answer is, no, it's a Kiyum Derais. So according to Rashi, Rashi says Chanukah was not a problem because there were no more Nevi'im at the time of Chanukah. And according to the Ramban, Chanukah was also a problem, and whatever the solution for this is, it's who Adonami, the solution for all the Takanas of Rabban, including Chanukah. You have to say the same solution. This is the famous Gemara. You know that the Chachamim instituted, it says in the Megillah, they instituted celebration on two different days. Most people celebrate Purim on Yud Dalet Ador, and the people who live in Shushan or in Yerushalayim or near HaMekeves Chomer Shushur Ben Nun celebrate on Tezvav Ador. So the Ran on the Riv has a discussion of this institution. So he quotes the Kasha from the Ramban, from the earlier Rishonim and the Ramban, on the first daf in the Riv.
Why is from the time of Yeshua? It's supposed to be from the time of Shusha.
Right, that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. When you have a special din for Ayoras HaMakof HaSchoyma that they read the Megillah on Tezvav, so the Mishnah says Ayoras HaMakof HaSchoyma Shushu Ben Nun. And the Gemara says that there's a different Tana who disagrees and holds that it depends on Ayaros HaMkav Chayma in Mois HaChashverish, because the story began in the days of HaChashverish. So that's another discussion that the Gemara has. That's a Machlegis HaTanan. We talk like the Tana in the Mishnah. Here the Ran has in big letters on Daf Aleph Amid Aleph and the Ran on the Gilah. The Ran on the Gilah, Daf Aleph Amid Aleph, so he says, V'yesh Kan She'elo. There's a big question. Ma ro anshe knes hagdoi lalachlok mitzvah zuli yom chalukim. In all mitzvahs, it says in Chumash, Torahachas and Mishpatecha Yelachem. Everybody keeps the same. Yeah, you don't have Agudos Agudos. And over here, what kind of a strange phenomenon? Why do they institute the Yom Tov on a different day? So the Ran gives his answer, simple answer based on Tanakh, and the Ramban gives another answer, and he wonders whether the Ramban is correct historically. So the Ran gives an answer. He says, you read the Megillah. Yeah, what does it say? It says that originally the Jews were given permission to fight back the enemy, these Chevra of Haman, on the day that the Gzerah was. So the Gzerah was on the 13th. He was going to wipe everybody out. So on the 13th, they wiped them all out, right? So on the next day, they were no more, they were not fighting anymore. So it says in the post, it says, Venachu b'yom arba'asa. And they were celebrating the day after they finished wiping out all the enemies, they celebrated. In Shushan Abira, there were so many of these Nazis, so many of these Agogim, so they asked the Melech HaChashverish for permission to fight, to wipe out Temur another day. So they were fighting on the 13th. On the 14th, but then, V'noyach B'chamisho, so they rested on the 15th. When they were resting, then they celebrated. The first it started that the Jews on their own instituted this as a day of celebration. And then the next year, or several years later, whenever it happened, the Chachamim declared that this should be considered a Yom Tov. So for the Jews in Shushan, the Yom Tov was the same day that they celebrated the first year. That was on Tezvav, because they were fighting on 2 days. And for everybody else, there was the celebration was on Yud Dalet, because they were only fighting on 1 day, and they were celebrating on the next day. That's what it says in the Pesukim. That's what the Ran answers, that the Takana was made in accordance with the historical events of the previous year or a few years before, whenever the Takana was made. That's the Parshat answer. Then he says the Ramban has a different answer. Ramban says, Ramban has such a strange statement that most of the Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that's what the Ran doesn't find that too convincing at all. He thinks that it's just not true. Yeah. Alright, so even if you leave out that part, that's not the most important part. That happens to be part of his argument that the majority of the Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael at that time. But that's not that crucial. So the Ramban says, this is the part that Rav Soloveitchik used to like to say over in his drushes. Ramban says that originally, when there was Sheva the Yeshem in Medina, and there was a Gzera, they were going to wipe out all the Jews. But if the Jews lived, let's say, in a city where there were only Jews, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, there are a few cities where there were only Jews, and there are fences around. So they're secure. They have fences. And they're going to see to it that the enemy doesn't come in. The Jews who live in the Chutz Lars are not going to help. They're going to have fences. The cities are integrated. The Yidden are going, the Nazis living in every city. So they had tzaris. But all the Yidden who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they lived in a near Hamukhefet climate, so they were bechalal not in the Sakhon. So the Ramban is guessing. They're trying to reconstruct what happened over here. The Ramban suggests that maybe originally, when they had the Sakhon, and then when the Sakana was over, then they celebrated. So the Eden and the Yoritam, the Prophet's Koyna and Eretz Yisrael, where there were only Jews who were living in the city, they felt secure. So they didn't celebrate. They didn't feel that they were the Sakana. They said, Ashmek topic of Tilim for the other people who are the Sakana. They said a little Tilim, right? And that's all. And then what do they have to celebrate? They were not the Sakana. So the Chachamim said, what's going on? You were also the Sakana. You didn't realize it. If the Jews anywhere in the world have a Sakana, even if you live in a city that's Mukav Chayman and there are no Goyim in the city at all, you should realize that all the Jews all over the world have a Sakana. So because they never celebrated the first year, they didn't feel that they were a Sakana, and the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, had to impress upon them, had to convince them that they too are a Sakana, even though they didn't realize it. So that's why they caught on the day after everybody else had celebrated, and these guys were not celebrating anything. So then they told him, you two have to celebrate because you didn't realize you two were B'Sakana. The question is, how many Jews were there in Ayaris HaMekav Chaim in Eretz Yisrael? Mm-hmm. The Ramban himself says, Ayaris HaMekav Chaim in Chutz La'aretz, but they're integrated cities. There are Nazis living in the cities also. So the fact that it's a Mukav Chaim is not going to help. How many in Eretz Yisrael? There were cities that were Mukav. How many Jews were there in Eretz Yisrael? That's the Shaila. So the Ram doesn't like the whole shot. He says, you look in Tanakh. There were a little over 40,000 Jews who went on Aliyah. Yeah. 40,360 Jews. That's what he writes on the top line of Sukkim in Ksuvim. Top line on page 2. So he says there was hardly anybody there.
That's what's later on?
40,000.
Yeah. At that time there was even less. There was less. That's why he's not yet.
Yeah, it happened right.
So Shaila, when the story of Purim occurred. The Gemara just assumes the story of Purim occurred in the middle of the 70 years of Golas Babel. The Goyim keep on changing their minds. They're not sure, but they're just sure one thing. What it says in the Gemara is not right. That they know. Okay, what our tradition is, that's wrong. But the Gemara just says it occurred somewhere in the middle of the 70 years of Golas Babel. Right, right. That's our tradition. That was in the middle. No, that was in the middle of the
70 years.
It started, but it wasn't. It gives permission for everything.
Yeah, but
it's. No, but there was no Beis HaMikdash. It was the beginning of the building.
The proclamation.
Beginning of the building. According to the Medrash, the one who encouraged that they should rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash was the son of Esther HaMalka.
Yeah.
So the story of Purim was before that. Artaxerxes, the one who authorized Nehemiah to go back and rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, was the son of Esther HaMalka. That's the first Rashi. Huh?
Definitely it worked out for the book.
That was after Purim, a few years after Nesbom. Yeah. Anyway, that's the Ramban suggestion. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over the Ramban, even if it's not the correct shot, he used to say that a lot of times the Jews in other countries think that they are safe, and they think the Sakana is only for those who live on the other side of the ocean, and the Ramban explains to us that it's not correct, that if the Jews anywhere are the Sakana, so the Jews all over the world should sense the Sakana. Anyway, the Gemara says that they made a Sakana 2 days. They have a Sakana on Yudalit and a Sakana on Tezlov. The Gemara says, it's not that we only celebrate Yudalit in Yerushalayim, we only celebrate Tezvot. The Gemara says on Hamlet Days, Lesa Shalzeh Bozeh, the Shalzeh Bozeh, that the Yisra Hesped of the Tainis applies on both days. And we don't say Tachnun on both days. Why? What's the Pshat Lesa Shalzeh Bozeh, Shalzeh Bozeh? So then she used to say that really it's 2 days of Purim, they're both days of Purim. Some Achrayim have such a practice, the Levush has such a practice, that you really say Al HaNisim both days. And the Munkatcher writes like this, that was his personal private practice. In the Hoichishman essay, in the Chazar HaShat, he didn't encourage the Chazan to say Al HaNisim on Shushan Purim. But privately, he personally used to say Al HaNisim on both the first day and the second day, like the Levush. He didn't invent it, it's taken Levush Hazai. Usually Levush is Shitas Avijetzit, so he liked this Levush. Both days are, they're 2 days Purim. How come it's 2 days Purim, so how come we only read the Megillah, we only do all the mitzvah on the first day? So the Rav Soloveitchik says, Marshal Amad Davidim, you have a Yontif of Pesach, which lives for 7 days, and the Seder is only the first night. So you can't ask a kasha, why don't you have a Seder every night? Well, let's say you have Rosh Hashanah. There's a day and a night, and Yom Yitlo Shoshah Vayoyim Velo Balayla. So you say, Nishkin Kasha, why don't you blow Shoshah Balayla? The Yontif is a Yontif for 24 hours. And you only have the mitzvah shofar, half of the yontif. Lulav is also like that, a yontif for 7 days, and you only shake a lulav the first day. Chutzli Yerushalayim. You only shake a lulav nitzav b'amigdash kol shiva b'amdina yamechad. You only shake a lulav minatera the first day of Sukkot. Either all the 7 days are Sukkot, all 7 days are Sukkot, and on the first day, there's a mitzvah, and if you look a little to hero, so it's really 2 days of Purim. Or if you have a shana muberes, so the Gemara says, all 4 days. Arosa Behesped Batanis, the 14th and the 15th of Adar Rishon, as well as the 14th and the 15th of Adar Sheni. It's really in that year, when it's Shana Muberes, you have 4 days Purim. But out of the 4 days of Purim, you only do the mitzvahs on one day and not on the other day. Yeah. We do it on the first day and the other people do it on the second day. This is a popular opinion in Shulchan Aruch. There are different opinions. in Shulchan Aruch, how do you determine that the people who are in Eretz Yisrael, that they're traveling back and forth, they're in Yerushalayim, they're going to Tel Aviv, whatever, so when do they read the Megillah? Do they have the din of Tel Aviv? Do they have the din of Yerushalayim? How do you determine? So the Gemara says, if you're only there for one day, you also have the din of Paris Ben Yomo, Nikri Paris. If you're from the Ori HaPrazim, you know, basically you live in Yerushalayim, but you're living in the Ori HaPrazim, you're chutz Yerushalayim for one day. So for one day, that's your din. You have the din of the Prazi for one day. So how do you determine which day is he where that you determine what? How do you determine his din? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a popular opinion. Now it's not that popular because of Chazon Ish Tikkun. Chazon Ish disagrees with this Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, as the Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Mishnah Berurah says, it's all determined the morning of Yud Dalet Ador. Where are you? Wherever you are, on Yud Dalet Ador. If you are in a Mukav Chaim on the morning of Yud Dalet, or let's say Lel Yud Dalet, what do you do, Lel Yud Dalet? Do you read the Megillah or not? So the question is, well, where do you plan to be in the morning of Yud Dalet? So if you're going to be in a Mukav Chaim on the morning of Yud Dalet, let's say tonight I'm in Tel Aviv. Lel Yud Dalet, I'm in Tel Aviv.
In the morning.
But I plan at 10 o'clock at night, I'm leaving Tel Aviv, I'm going to go to Yerushalayim. So the morning of Yud Dalet Adar, I will be in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rosh that this is determined by the morning of Yud Dalet Adar. That's the beginning of Purim. So if you're going to be in Yerushalayim, the beginning of Purim, even though Purim is observed on Tezvav, that's when you do the mitzvahs, but the beginning of Purim there is also the morning of Yud Dalet. So if you're going to be in Yerushalayim, the morning of Yud Dalet, so you have the status of a Ben Krach. You have the status of a Mukav Chaimah. And you have to read the Megillah on Tezvav in the night before Tezvav. If you plan to be, let's say you're in Yerushalayim, now Leil Yud Dalet. But I plan in another hour, 10 o'clock at night, I'm going to drive to Tel Aviv and I'm going to stay there for the morning. So since I'm going to sleep over, so since I plan to be in Tel Aviv the morning of Yud Dalet, even though now I'm in Yerushalayim, I'm obligated to read the Megillah tonight in preparation for tomorrow morning. Because tomorrow morning is Koveya, what my status is going to be. Because the beginning of Purim, this is an unusual thing. We usually assume, that's how they always announce on the radio, that the Jewish holidays always begin at nightfall. Right. The Sabbath and the holidays and Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot.
The
Eitz
Mitzvah,
right, and over here we assume not so. Here we seem to assume that the Yontif really begins the morning of Yud Dalet. The din is that you have to lay in the Megillah Balayla. So the Gemara says, "Chayvarim Likuris Amegila Balaylo Ulushanoisa Bayayin." So the Gemara says that they thought when the Amora said this shir, that on Dalet Amid Aleph. The Gemara says when the Amora said this in public that you have to read the Megillah Balaylo Ulushanoisa Bayayin. Sova Mino, about 10 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amid Aleph. They thought that he meant was Likuris Amegila Balaylo means Kriyas Amegila. Or the Shanois and Hilosha Mishnayis, to learn the Mishnayis, or the Mishnah Masnissim Dido'a, Bimama, to learn the Torah Shabbat in connection with the Megillah Bayom. Amaluhu Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, that's not what the Rabbi Shul Balevi, he didn't mean that. The Shanois means to repeat it. You have to read the Megillah Balayla the first time and then to repeat it Bayom. So why did he use such a strange expression, the Shanois, that was so misleading that the students thought, the Balabatim thought that it means,
you learn
the Mishnayis, the Torah Shabbat. Why didn't he say Karim Samagila Pamayim, Pamachas Balala, Pamachas Bayom? Why did he say Lashanosa? So Rav Soloveitchik said over the Netziv, I think it's in the Hagdomah to Chumash Mos, in the Bir of the Netziv Alatera, where he writes that Lashanosa means, as the Gemara says, Kigon the Amri Inchi, like people say, Ever Parsha Sedoa, I'll be Mavis Sedra, Va'astanye, and I will chazer it, I believe a chazer, I will repeat it. So the first time you make a layman, the first time you learn something, so you only pick it up superficially, even if you're Mavis Edri for the last 60 years. But the first time you're Mavis Edri, you may not remember it so well. But the second time you're Mavis Edri, when you chazer it, then you understand it better. Then there's a deeper understanding. So the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Amora, used the expression, Likuris HaMegillah Balayla Ula Shanosa Bayom. The real Kriya is Bayom. That's what Tyson says. The Ika Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. And the Kriya Balayla is just in order to rehearse it. To prepare it, the hachana, so the kriya bayom will be the chazara, it'll be a better kriya, with a deeper understanding, with a better understanding. It won't hit you cold, It won't be the first time you've heard the Megillah since last year. A whole year went by, you forgot the whole story. No. If you learn Bayom, you're rehearsing it, you're preparing it, so the Kriya Bayom will be enhanced. That's what some Achreinim want to say, that the Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying this. So this is a big Kiddush, that maybe the Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla was only instituted by Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Maybe it didn't exist in the days of the Tanaim. Because the Mishnah later gives you a list of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that have to be performed by Yom, and mitzvahs that have to be performed by Laila. So it says in the Mishnah, Achof HaMedeis, Kol HaYom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, L'Kriyas HaHalal, L'Tzki HaShoifel, L'Natil HaSlulav, and so on. All day long you can do the mitzvah. Kol HaLaila Kosher L'Ktziras HaOmer, L'Ektach HaLovim V'Emur. Zeh HaKlal, Davish HaMetzos HaYom Kosher Kol HaYom, So the Mishnah gives you several examples of mitzvahs that are nagas by yom, that mikra din, you can do the mitzvah all day long. Man kriyashman has a soul man kriyashman. Davening has a soul man. It doesn't go on kol mitzvah. It goes kol most of the mitzvahs that you perform by yom, you have all day long to do it. There is no limit. There's no zman. And it gives you examples of mitzvahs that are nagas by yom, and mitzvahs not nagas by laila. Why does it never mentions kriyas hamegillah by laila? Isn't that something strange? Why does it only mention kriyas hamegillah by right? So Reb Shlomo Levilna suggests that maybe it was only established in the days of the Amorah. Maybe Reb Shlomo Levi was the first one to make this takana. Chayvam likriyas hamegillah by laila. That's a suggestion. It's not a pop in the Rishonim. Nobody holds like that. They all hold the theories that it was also in the days of the Tanaim, and they worked very hard to answer this kasha. But that was Rav Shlomo Levilna's suggestion. Rav Soloveitchik liked that. He suggested maybe that's what Tosis means. Tosis has a shaila over here. You only recite Shechionah when you perform a mitzvah habor mizman lezman. You haven't, let's say, tkiya shofar. So all the year long, you haven't blown shofar since the Rosh Hashanah, the Tilas Lulavan, the first day of Sukkot, you say Shachyona. Or, mitzvah, matzah comes once a year. So you haven't eaten matzah since last year, so you say Shachyona, on Pesach night. Lulav, the first day, right? You say Shachyona. So the shaila is when you read the Megillah Balaila, you say Shachyona. So what about when you read the Megillah by Yom? You also say Shachyona. You just read the Megillah last night. Yeah. The Rambam writes like that, and the Mechaber Pashtun is like that, and the Vilna Goyen holds like that. That you don't say Shachyanu by Yom, but you just read the Megillah by Laila, so why should you say yes? Not so much excitement by Laila, you say. You haven't read in a whole year, but by Yom there's no reason to say. And the Ramor writes that we follow the Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim follow the minig of the Balei HaTesis, that Tesis says on the bottom of Dalet and Aleph, that the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. Even though you read the Megillah Balaila, when you come to read the Megillah Bayom, it's much enhanced, it's much more important, and the great excitement of Mikra Megillah Bayom you haven't had since last year. Last night was only Mikra Megillah Balaila, that doesn't count. Huh? No, at night there's excitement because we haven't had any Megillah in a whole year. But by Boker, there's still an enhancement of excitement because the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. So what does that mean exactly? The Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. So there are many different suggestions. So one suggestion was that the Kriya Balaila is only Midi Rebbe Shua ben Levi. It's Midi Rabbanan. The Kriya Bayom is Midi Rekabbalah, the state in Tanakh. And the Kriya Balaila is only a later Takana Samar Roim and David Rabbi Shua Malaysi. If one should assume that this is not the case, this is a Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Levilna. One should assume that the Kriya Balaila is also from the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, part of the Takana. But then you have to say that there's some element in Kriya Bayoim which wasn't there Balaila. So that was a suggestion that the Gemara says on Yud Dalet Amid Aleph. And the Gemara raised the question, how come we don't recite Hallel? On Purim, we should recite Hallel because of the nest that occurred. Right, so the Gemara has three different suggestions why we don't say Hallel. The one suggestion is you don't say Hallel al Nesha b'chutzlor. You only say Hallel al Nesha b'eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara has another suggestion. And the third suggestion is that Kriyasa zu Halelo. The reading of the Megillah is implicitly a kiyum of Kriyasa Hallel. It was an ace mister. So the halal is also recited in a fashion of nista. We don't say an open halal. On Pesach, there was an ace nigla, so you say, Hayom Rav Ayana, as you talk about nisim gluyim in the halal. And on Purim, because the nace was a nace that was not yotzei migidrei hateva, so the halal is inferred.
Yeah.
It's a hidden halal. We recite. We don't even mention Shem Hashem in the Megillah.
Basically, it was something that was not, it was a sakana who did not fulfill. So therefore, it's not really happened. It did not. It was not the talk. Normally, the thinkness is the tochanet. Most of the nisim only happened the tochanet. Yes, something that there was a gedera and it didn't know it malas. It did not fulfill. So it.
Yeah, but it was historically it was very unusual that such a thing should happen. Whatever is nichtam with habas hamelach ain't lahashi. He never changes his mind. So this was really a yotzei min haklal. But it all happened within history. It all happened b'derech hateva. But because it's an ace, that's how many interpret the answer that the Gemara gave. That's how the Marshal learned. You don't say halal on a nation b'chutzlor. So the Marshal says that's what it means. Nisim in Eretz Yisrael are going to be nisim glui. And nisim b'chutzlor are going to be nisim in the storm. Yeah, Pesach, the Gemara asks, what about Pesach, the Gemara, and Erechon asks, the Gemara says, Kaidim Shinibchara Eretz Yisrael. Before the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, then the Rabbanu Shalom showed even Nisim Geluyim Achutzlar. But then Mishanibchara Eretz Yisrael, after Eretz Yisrael was chosen, then from that time, the Nisim Geluyim, he only did, that's how the Mashor reads the Gemara. He only did the Nisim Geluyim. Well, that's the Mashor's interpretation, that you don't say Shira Al Anesha B'chutzlar, he interprets that's what it means. Anesha B'chutzlar means Bedera Hateva. Huh? Oh, Achila Nichnas Ularit. Yeah, the Gemara says that. Achila Nichare Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So that's one of the several suggestions that's given. That the Kriyas HaMegillah Leil Purim is one Bechina. Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom has an added feature that it didn't have Balayla, namely that it has the added Indian of Halo, because the Mishnah says Halo, you only say Bayom. Halo is one of the Dinim that we had in the Mishnah for Falas on the day. The Gemara learns out in that pasuk that halal is only cited by Yom. That's when the dinim just had that mishnah. They call Yom kosher the kriyas ha-halal. That halal, where was it? On Chof on the day. Call Yom kosher the kriyas ha-halal. Right. Pesach night is the question. Why? Right. There's a discussion. Why? So what's the key? So Mikra Megillah by Yom has an added feature. That you don't have Balayla. What's the added feature of the Halal? So what does Mikra Megillah Balayla? The Pasuk Shah Mikra Megillah Balayla is Kriyas Limud HaTanach. You have Limud Kriyas Tarash HaDachzah. That's the Kiyama Mitzvah. The Pasuk Shah, that's the Takan. In addition to that, the Gemara seems to imply that there's an additional feature to Mikra Megillah in that it's a form of Tfilah. It's an implicit tefillah, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Yeshua on that occasion, so too he should continue to shower his kindness upon us and give it to Yeshua now, because the Gemara says here on Dalet Amud Aleph towards the bottom, two Amoraim said the same memory, Rabbi Shua ben Lazi and Ula Bira, both said, Chai Vanam Liksa Megillah Balaylo V'Shanosa Bayom, to read the Megillah Balaylo Bayom, but each one gave a different mocha. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi gave a mako, Lakayak Yama Vilaisan of Alaila Velo Domioli from Tilim Perikov Day. And Ula Birod gives a different part of Laman Zamech and Chabad Veloidom, Hashem Alakai Liyalam Eideko. Each one gives a different mako for the same idea. The pasuk of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that you should read the Megillah by Lana repeated by Yoim, is a pasuk of Tfilo, Lakai, when a person is based, Sara Ekra Yoimam I call out to the Rabbanu Shel Olam by Yoim. And even if he doesn't answer me, Veloyana, Veloysana, Velaila, and Balaila, I will daven again. Velo Domili, I will not keep quiet. I will repeat my tefillah again and again and again. So too we should read the Megillah again and again and again. There's nothing wrong. So he seems to be assuming, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is assuming, that Mikra Megillah is a form of tefillah. It's an implicit tefillah. We don't say explicitly any bakashim. We don't say the Ribbono Shel Olam at all. We just tell the story. But we're winking at the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're hinting to him that just like he gave us Yeshua then, he should give us again a Yeshua. And Ula Birua gives a different marker. He's alluding to the fact that Halal is a form, that Mikra Megillah is a form of Halal. That's how the Gemara says on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Kriyas Zuhalela. He quotes a different pasuk. when we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'man Yizach HaMerech HaChavod V'lo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Yadom Medeka, when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we thank Him, and we express our gratitude, Yizach HaMerech HaChavod, and Oideka, I thank you and I praise you, is Lo Yidom. I say Bayom and I repeat it Balayla, and it's not considered Nudavata to repeat the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Ashrei three times a day, we say Tzuka Dezimra again and again and again, repeat the same Tzuka, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with repeating the praise. So Ula Birua seems to be assuming that the Mikra Megillah Bayom Balayla is an Indian of Halo, Bayom Balayla. That's what he sounds like he says. Both Bayom and Balayla is an Indian of Halo. That's another Indian, it's another Indian. And he seems to be emphasizing the Halo aspect, the praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just pointing out the Gvuras Hashem, the Pesuminisa, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatness of Hashem. He says the thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the first one says that the union of reading the Megillah Bayom HaBalayla is an union of Tzvila Bayom HaBalayla, that we repeat the same Tzvila many times if our prayers are not yet answered. So you have to repeat again, Ribui Tzvila. You have to have Ribui Tzvila.
Couldn't we ask a question? Seeing that the Purim was coerced on Am Yisrael in the beginning, there were a lot of people were not close to it, people who were away from it. So it was very difficult for them to take the Purim seriously. So therefore we can say, at night, they would go listen to the Megillah, but they wouldn't take a day off, they had to work, they were farmers. So therefore if we know they may not say the next day of Purim, they may not take it seriously, 2 hours to listen to the Megillah, but at night they would hear the Megillah.
So therefore what?
So therefore we say at night, really we should say it by day. But seeing maybe they would not come, or maybe they wouldn't have it.
They should do by the missus also, by the shofar blues and
the problem.
No, yeah, it's a problem.
It is a problem by Yasser. Many more people come by Lila.
They
come by Yom, and the Shulchan Aruch says, like Tyson, the Ikka Kriyas HaMegillah is really by Yom. But Lila is just to rehearse, to practice for tomorrow. Rehearse. It's a problem that more people come by Lila than by Yom. The Gemara has on Heyom at Aleph, on the top of Hamad Aleph, on the third line from the top, where is it? On the top line. Top line. Omar Rav. On the top line on Hamad Aleph. Omar Rav. Rav says, Megillah bizmanikar mas afilu biyochid. Normally you read the Megillah on Yud Dalet, on Tezvot. Once in a while the halacha requires you should read the Megillah on a different day. Let's say Purim falls out on Shabbos. But yes, it never does. Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos. You have to read Megillah on a different day. So when you read the Megillah on the wrong day, so then Rav is also asking, you have to have a minion. You're not supposed to lay without a minion. Bizmano, if you read the Megillah on the actual Purim on the correct day, you can lay it by yourself, you don't need a minion. If you read Shalai Bizmano, then you have to have a minion. Rav Asi, a student of Rav, disagrees with Rav. And normally whenever it's machlokes between Rav and Rav Asi, we would pass him like Rav. So Rav Asi disagrees, and he says, Bein Bizmano, Bein Shalai Bizmano, you have to have a minion. So the Pashto says the din should be like Rav. So the problem is, the Gemara says, there was once an occasion that Rav didn't feel well, I guess, and he had found it difficult to go to shul to have a minion, and he was going to lay in the Megillah by Yom, he was going to lay in the Megillah by Yochid without a minion. So he was machmer al atmo, the chosh lay Rav, l'hadi Ravasi. Rav went out of his way to be machmer like his Talmud's opinion, that even in Megillah bizmano, you have to have a minion. So this is a big machlokes in Rishonim. How can it be? The Mishnah later on lists all of the things that need a minion, and it doesn't say Mikra Megillah. Where's the Mishnah? Mishnah says that Kriyas HaTorah and Chazaras HaShat and Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu, all the things need a minion. Dovah Shebikdusha needs a minion, and it never says that Mikra Megillah needs a minion. Where's that Mishnah later? Kriyas HaTorah. Here it is. On Chav Gimel on the days. In Parsim Alashmaz Baruch Hu, and I believe Nea Tevas Chazaras HaShat Duchening Kriyas HaTorah Mafter by Nichum Avelim in the cemetery. Yeah, Achasene Birchet Chasanim. Zimun Bishem, Zimun Basar, Benjamin Mizumun, all the things need a minion. It never mentions Mikra Megillah. Not Bizmana, not Shalai Bizmana. So how do they say that? The Tapela and Rav.
No, but
Yeah, but the kasha is how can Rav Asi, even Rav himself is also told.
Rav says, Mikul Megillah Shaloi Bismano. Need dominion. And the machlokes is Rav Asi is on the Mikul Megillah Bismano. But he needed me. Shaloi Bismano, everybody agrees he needed me.
What do you do with the Mishnah? The Chatzela, what do you do with the Mishnah? So Rashi and the Balamor, very often the Balamor just goes along with Rashi. Rashi keeps on writing a few times on Ha'am and Aleph that this whole discussion in the Gemara that whether you need a minion, you don't need a minion, this is lechatchila. It's a hidur. Lechatchila. Yeah, you should be mitzvah lechazer achar asorah.
Yeah.
Ali loy ashkach asorah in it? You try to get a minion. Then Rashi writes, Chosh le rab lehodi rabasi, the chosar al asorah v'kitzim. He went out of his way and he got a minion. Means you try, lechatchila, there's a heater to have, listen, when you like filling. Is a heater to have 10 people when you like filling? No. I come to the base medrash early, I put on filling, there isn't even a minion there. When I put on a talis, there's a heater, you could have a minion present when you put on your talis? No. Is a heater to have a minion when you say brichas hashacha? No. There's a heater that there should be, you should say brichas hashacha out loud that other people should answer. That's a heater that's based on a shach and the end of Chosh and Mishpat. That the Shach quotes a Gemara in Chulin that if you cheat somebody out of a mitzvah, so there's a penalty of Rabbi Gamliel that you pay out Torah to Hugin. So the Gemara says, and what if you cheat him out of a mitzvah that has four brachas? Let's say they'll mechabit him to bench mezumin, and you grab the mic and you bench mezumin. So the Gemara says, not only, the Gemara has a Shaila, the Gemara says, not only do you pay 10 to Hugin, you pay 40 to Hugin, because you cheated him out of four brachas. So the Shach has a whole stickle term on that Gemara. Akasha and the Teretim comes up with the following Ein Fall, that a bracha is only valued at 10 zehuvim if other people hear the bracha and they answer amen. But if a person says the bracha to himself, balachash, and nobody hears it and answers amen, then it's not worth it. No big deal. It's not considered valued at asar zehuvim. So it's based on that shach, the shtikul Torah that the shach has in the end of Chosh Mishpat, that a lot of people have such a practice, and shtiblach they do. So everybody says out the Bichas HaShachar out loud, one after the other, after the other, after the other, so the other people will answer Ramein, so their bracha has Chashidus. But you don't need a minion, you don't need no Chashidus to have a minion. You have one person answering Ramein, so the bracha is more valuable, worth our Zohar. Yeah. So, Rashi and the Balamor follows Rashi. Balamor poses the kasha. How could there be a discussion, Rav and Ravasi, when you need a minion from Nikon Megillah Bismana, but Shalai Bismana, they all agree, how come it doesn't appear in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is a tiyuf against everybody here. So the Balamori answers, and that's what it says in Rashi, the Mishnah goes on the mitzvahs that without a minion you just can't budge. You just don't duchen if you don't have a minion. You just don't say Kaddish Kedush and Boch, you don't have Chasaras Hashat, you don't have Kriyas Atar, period. You just don't have it. You can't do it, that's all.
Yeah.
But over here, everybody agrees you can read the Megillah without a minion. The whole discussion of Asorah is there, when is there a Hidra Lachatchila? When does it enhance the mitzvah to make it more bishleimut? So that's the details, Rav and Abasi, when is there a Lachatchila? But it's not Miakev, so that's why it's not a Kasher from that Gemara. Taisus on the Daf clearly did not understand like Rashi. You see, the top Taisus is Ham and Al. Taisus is a Kasher, what's going on? How can it be that you need Asara? The Gemara said the Fairy said you are able to read the Megillah Biyachid. So what's the Kasha? Rashi just said you. Everybody agrees you can do Biyachid. It's a heathen to do it by Asara. So you see some Taisus, they don't agree with Rashi. And the Ramban also doesn't agree with the Balamon. The Ramban on this Daf doesn't agree. The Ramban has the famous answer that the Mishnah Brura quotes. He says, the reason why it doesn't appear in that Mishnah, why doesn't it say in the Mishnah, that ain't Korim Samagila, Elabasara, Zokta, because the Mishnah is talking about cases where you need a minion because it's a Chayvus HaTzibur. The whole Chi of Kriyas HaTzibur is only if there's a Tzibur. Let's say a guy davens at home. A guy doesn't go to shul. He davens at home. So there is no obligation to go to shul in order to hear Kriyas HaTzibur. If there's a minion davening together on Monday and Thursday, It's a heeder to daven the tzibur, the Gemara says. So the whole idea of davening is that you have tarach and you have need. Yes, the Rabbanu Shalom to take care of the need. So the Gemara calls the pasuk Henkel Kabir Lo Yimot. Enakav Isbalcham Lo Yitz Tfilosim Shal Rabim. They stand a better chance to have your tfilos answered in the affirmative if you daven the tzibur than if you daven the yochid. So that makes sense. That's a recommendation to daven the tzibur, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. You're not mechuyev to daven the tzibur. If you're davening with tzibur, so then the tzibur who daven together becomes b'chuyif to have kriyas ha-tzibur. But if you daven b'yachad, there is no chiyuv kriyas ha-tzibur. The whole chiyuv is only a chiyuv ha-tzibur. So the idea of duchening, the idea of kriyas ha-tzibur, and haftara, chazar, sashat, and baruch, and kaddish, and dusha, the whole thing is the chiyuv is chal on the minyan. But he says here by Nikra Megillah, when you need asara, the kriyas ha-megillah shalai bizman al-lachal ades. Or even according to Rabasi, even kriyas ha-megillah bizman needs asara. It's hakali kuvah. It's market they hold. You can't do yoytze kriyas ha-megillah if you don't have the asara. But the idea of the asara is not that if you have asara, then there's a chiyuv to read the megillah. No, every person is mechuyev to hear the megillah. Hakol chayov in the mikra megillah. Mikra megillah is a chayev ha-yachad. You have a chiyuv to go make a minyan. That's why it doesn't appear in that Mishnah. The Mishnah is only listing up the things that are chayev ha-tzibur. And this is a chayev ha-yachad. That's what the Ramban is. That's what the Ramban says. That was the famous Ramban, Rav Soloveitchik, said that his two grandfathers had a machloikas. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, every so often would daven b'yichidus when he was traveling by train, so he would daven b'yichidus, but it would always be mahadir to make a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday. He would always see to it. Why? Because he thought the chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvus hayochil. Every person is mechuyev to Kriyas HaTorah. It's just you can't fulfill the mitzvah without a tzibur. You need a minyan. But the obligation is a chayvus hayochid. Tefillah b'tzibur is nishkan chayvus hayochid. Tefillah b'tzibur is not a chayvus hayochid. That's a kiyum, it's a hidur. You stand a better chance of having a tefillah chance. But the kriyas ha-tzibur he thought is a chayvus hayochid. So the other grandfather once told Rav Dalia Prusiner, and once told Rav Soloveitchik as a child when he was going to go visit Rav Chaim. As a child he said he only visited Rav Chaim I think 3 times. And later in life when he was about 15, so then he learned with Rav Chaim for the last year. A year and a half of Rav Chaim's life that he learned with him. But in the early years, he only visited up on 3 occasions or something. So he said, on one occasion, the other grandfather, the mother's father, told him, when you go visit the Zayde Rav Chaim, go show him this Ramban. That he's wrong. That the Ramban says the fair is that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibur. It's not a Chayvus HaYochid. So he said he showed it to Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim reinterpreted the whole Ramban that it came out of riot here. Very hard to reinterpret. I don't know, the Rav didn't remember what the reinterpretation was. He just, when he told it back to the grandfather, Adalia Prusiner, so he was... If Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibur, not a Chayvus HaYochid. What's the difference, Halacha Lamaisa, whether it's a Chayvus HaTzibur, Chayvus HaYochid, a difference for the Kriyas HaTorah is a difference. If that person doesn't feel well in it, or whatever, they don't daven his man in the shtibul, or whatever, so he's davening at home. He's davening at home. Is there an Indian? Should he go? Is he obligated to go here? Kriyas HaTorah? Well, he says not even obligated. If he didn't daven tefillah b'tzibur, he's not part of the tzibur. He does not have a chiyuv to have Kriyas HaTorah. So if it's a chayvus hayochid, like Rav Chaim said, everyone is obligated to go search out an Indian in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah. If it's not a chayvus hayochid, it's a nish mechuyev. You weren't there in the minyan, you're not mechuyev. So that's the obvious nafkamina. Ramban develops another idea. There's another nafkamina. He says, when you have Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, all the things that the Mishnah lists off, Nida Asara, he says, because that's a Chayvus HaTzibur, so he says you can only have Chazaras HaShatz and Duchening and so on, if you have 10 people or at least a Reif Tzibur, he doesn't go to the details, you have to have a whole Tzibur who hasn't yet been Yotze. Let's say you want to have Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say I'm the only one who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. There are another 9 people who did hear Kriyas HaTorah. Or let's say there are 3 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. Kohen Alevi and Esau, 3 people didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, and 1,000 people did hear Kriyas HaTorah. So we'll say, do us a favor.
Come 7 people.
7 people should come, join with the 3 people, do us a favor, and we'll all have Kriyas HaTorah. We'll get the 3 aliyahs. I'll get Kohen, he'll get Levi, he'll get Shlishi Shem, we'll get... Ramban says he can't do that. Kriyas HaTorah is a chayvus HaTzibur. It's only a chayvus HaTzibur. If you have a tzibur, he doesn't go into Mesamba, right? Tzibur is also good, but you have to have a tzibur mechiz. But he says, by Mikra Megillah, it's a chayvus HaYochid. If you are the only one who didn't hear the Megillah yet, you have to go gather a minyan. He says, the minyan is Likuvah, according to Rav Asi. The minyan that they're talking about is Likuvah. You have to go gather a minyan together. The minyan can consist of 9 people who already heard Kriyas HaMegillah. That's not a problem. It's a Chayvus HaYochid. If it would have been a Chayvus HaTzibur, you would have to have a whole Tzibur, or a Reif Tzibur, who is Mechuyev, in order to have a Chayvus HaTzibur. But he says, Megillah is a Chayvus HaYochid. So if one Yochid is Mechuyev, it's just that you can't be Mekayim, the Mikra Megillah.
It's executed in front of 10 people.
Oh, So the 10 people don't have to be mechuyav and bedover.
It's executed in front of Al-Am.
The Kiyum HaMitzvah has to be in the presence of 10. But it's not that the Chiyuv needs 10.
In order to build a drone and travel, you need a minimum of 5 children to pay under the minimum, and then they pay them and they left them a minimum. It's all fairly wrong.
The extreme is that you pay the money in advance. Yeah. Yeah.
What the question really is, whether it's a yuchad or a zibur, but if I can be mekayim a mitzvah and I don't, then am I not mevachel a mitzvah? Let's say I'm going to a town and it takes maybe $20 for me to take a trip to go to school to be able to say that's a prayer. Oh, I'm not mechuyav, right? Because I am a
it's like a woman benching Esther. You're not mechayiv to. If she wants to volunteer to bench Esther, it's good. Tova le'a brocha. She gets chal like an enemy to the earth. So Yochid, who didn't dab in the Tzibur, yeah, there's a key. So here also, if you go spend $20 and take a taxi, you'll have the kiyum of listening to Kriya Sater, but in Ramban holds that you're not mechuyev to. You weren't mechuyev to take the text.
Moshe Rabbeinu established that you're going to read Kriya Sater, that it's not going to take more than 3 days without. So that was only for the Tzibur establishment. Or that every Jew is going to.
There was a whole
calendar.
Okay, so you hold like Rav Chaim? You hold like Rav Chaim?
It didn't say a Tzibur, I think.
Yeah. I guess that was Rav Chaim's svara, and it's usually assumed like this Melchamas, like the Ramban, that Kriya Sater is only a Chayvus HaTzibur, it's not a Chayvus HaYochid. Yeah. So what's Mikra Megillah though? The Ramban says it's different. Mikra Megillah is really a Chayvus HaYochid, except that these Amorim say you can only you have to execute it in the presence of the Minyan. The Kiyum needs a Minyan.
How about Shabbos
HaYochid? So the Shabbos is if it's a Chayvus HaYochid, so why do you need the kiyum should be in front of a minyan? If it's a chayvus hatzibur, so if you don't have a tzibur, there's no chiyum. But if you say no, it's a chayvus hayochid, so why do you need the tzibur? Oh. So the Ramban, oh, that's a different shot. That's a third shot. There's already three different shots. The different suggestions, why do you need l'chatchila? According to Rashi, according to Tosis and the Ramban, you even need l'ikuvah. Why do you need a minyan? What's the insistence on the minyan? Well, what's the kiyum? So the Ramban and most of the Rishonim say Pirsumi Nisa. The whole Indian of Mikra Megillah is Lefarsemis Hanes. That's the whole Kiyum is Pirsumi Nisa.
Okay.
The people are watching. But you don't need a minion at the time that you're lighting. You don't even need a minion should watch it to see it.
Right.
Even adding them all up, you know,
but
it's a good kasha.
But you have to put in the window so they'll leave with so many
But let's say you know that you live on a street that only 9 people maximum will see. You're not going to have 10 people.
Or you live
but still, yeah, so still that's good enough for Pesuminis. That's a good kasha. How come over here you need a star and there you don't? I don't know.
Kimbu the Kiblu. What we're talking about, Kiblu, no? That you be Meshuv Shushan, Kimbu the Kiblu Alem. Kiblu Alem is the Kiblu.
The Tzibur was mekabel the yontif with the mitzvahs, but the question is, well, how do you fulfill the mitzvah? Is it necessary when you fulfill the mitzvah mikra megillah that you have to have pirsumi nitzah basora?
Just like the sudan on shloach monis is not a tzibur, it's a yuchid.
Yeah, the tzibur was mekabel the chiyuvim. Tzibur was mekabel the mitzvahs, but how do you do the mitzvahs? Doesn't necessarily have to be
the tzibur. The issue of leman tishko, that the whole telling of Yisraelim of megillah of all things is leman tishko. So therefore, the tisko by yourself you cannot do. You have to tell it in front of other people.
But
so
but how do you know you need a minyan?
Kiddush is zecher until you say it by yourself.
That's the shaila. Why do you need a minyan here? Why do you need either the minyan lachatchila, the minyan b'riyevir, whatever it is? What's the minyan about? So the Ramban and most of the Rishonim say, like the Ramban, they say that it's a minyan of pirsuminis. We want to have that the mikra megillah should be in such a fashion. Pesumi Nisa, which they held, these Amorim held, Pesumi Nisa should be Bifnei Asor. One could have given a different shot, but you want it to be a Kriyas HaTorah. We know in the Mishnah that Kriyas HaTorah needs Asorah. Without Asorah, it's not Kriyas HaTorah, but Tzibur. It's a true Mikra Vigili. It can be Yoy to be Yochid. Yeah, but you enhance it. If you lay in it b'tzibur, that's the lahatchila. Or according to some Rishonim, that's the b'dievet. That's likuvah. It has to be read in a fashion. Al kriyas hatzara b'tzibur. Part of that Mishnah and Daf Chav Gimel. Or you could say Berei Vama would only be lahatchila. So that's the shaila. Why should anybody disagree? You always say Berei Vama hadismela. Every mitzvah.
You try to do it. Nothing to do with ten. Right.
But there's yet another day in Rishonim. The Magen Avraham quotes this from one of the Rishonim. Mechaber quotes him. Not Magen Avraham explains the Mechaber. Mechaber quotes from the Orchas Chaim, from the Rishon, the Orchas Chaim, that the reason why you need Asara from Mikra Megillah is because it's an inyan of Tefillah B'Tzibur. That Mikra Megillah is a form of Tefillah. Like we quoted the Gemara before, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says, you have to read the Megillah by Laila to repeat it by Yom Alakai, Ekra Yom Alaysan of Laila Velo Domili. I cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. So Mikra Megillah, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says, is a form of Tefillah, implicit Tefillah. So there is an inyan of Tefillah B'Tzibur. In fact, there is a din. There is a Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah. It's a different volume. The Ran on the Riff in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes a Yerushalmi. The Rav once gave a whole Yahrzeit Rosh on this. The Ran quotes Yerushalmi that although we always say Shamei Ka'ina, someone says Kiddush and everybody's Yosei, somebody says Havdalah and everybody's Yosei, somebody reads the Megillah, let's say private reading, somebody reads the Megillah and everybody's Yosei, we say a lot of times Shamei Ka'ina. But there are four exceptions to the rule. We don't allow Shamei Ka'ina. So one is by eating food. You want to eat the food yourself? So Lem Zachos had to say a bracha before and after. We don't allow Shamei Ka'ina on a bracha before and after eating food. And Kriya Shema, you should be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim yourself. It's not proper to rely on Shamei Ka'ina. Say you're on Kriya Shema. And Tfilah is Bakashas Tarachim. Someone is sick in the family, someone needs parnasa, someone needs a shidduch, there's some kind of a problem, shalom bayis or whatever. So if you have a problem and you're asking how Kodesh Baruch Hu help, so then the choice, how do you ask to help yourself? So the Yerushalmi says, the Ran, quotes the Yerushalmi, these are the four cases. Okay, that's a question, but the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. That's a discussion in Achreinim, whether you say Shemei Kodesh by Duchening or not. Okay. But in Yerushalmi, they only give these four exceptions to the rule. That by davening and by Kriya Shema, davening, if you have a problem, that's what tefillah is all about. I have a problem, yes, and Kodesh Baruch Hu to help me out. So you should learn to ask him yourself. You shouldn't rely on someone else to ask him. And Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Right, so we assume that's not really the same as a tefillah. Tefillah means Shemon Esra. Right. And some are machmer, no, that even tefillah saderech. Those are tefillahs that each person should say himself, right. So these are the four exceptions to the rule. That in these four cases, you don't say Shemei Ka'ina. But there is an exception to the rule in Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara has a few exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara says if you have two people are benching, and one knows how to bench and one does know how to bench. There's mana Gemara, there were no sidurim. So you have to know how to bench by heart. So the Gemara says we have two people like bread, and one knows how to bench, one does know how to bench. So Seifa Mevarech Ubur Yotze Bibrachasa. The Seifa says the benching, and the other one is Yotze. You do allow Shemei Ka'ina. What does it mean B'Shas HaTchak? You do allow. How come you allow it B'Shas HaTchak?
That's only the Bracha Samuzim, but not the Bracha Rishayna.
Bracha Rishayna we'll talk in a minute. Yeah. Bracha Rishayna we'll talk in a minute. So so why is it that B'Shas HaTchak it's Mutzah? So the Don Lagan explains that this whole Yerushalmi that says that there are four exceptions to the rule that you don't allow Shemei Ka'ina by the brachas in connection with eating before and after, and by davening and by Kriya Shema, the whole thing is only midirabbanan. On the level of the right, you say Shemei Ka'ina and everything. These are svaris midirabbanan that is not proper. But if it's a big shas atchak, then you can rely, you can revert back to the din derais. Here. So how come, let's say, when you bench mezumin, so b'zman ha-gemara, only one person said the benching and all the others were yotze, they just said amen. Yeah. Or when you say hamoitzi, one person says hamoitzi and everybody else is yotze.
So what does the Yerushalmi say that in brachas before and after eating you don't say Shema Kaina? That's what the Rav gave a whole Yortzat Shir on this. It's not a birth of Shema Kaina. He had a lot of rayas. The birth is the whole group off is one Birchas Hamoz and Bachabura. The whole group off is one benching. And the same is true by Hamoitzi before. It's not a din Shema Kaina. I say Hamoitzi and you say, and you're Shemea, so you're Yotzi with my Hamoitzi as if each one of us said Hamoitzi. No, that's not the word. The word is Birchas Hamoitzi Bachabura. How come the Chabura here needs three or more? There the Chabura is good enough for two. The Tosis discusses that. How come for Hamoitzi purposes, if you have two people, it's also called Birchas Hamoitzi Bachabura. So benching Mizuman, you need a minimum of three. The Tosis gives a Svar L'chalik why you here is two and why is three. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the same is true regarding Chazoras HaShat. Chazoras HaShat, let's say everybody daven Shtila Shmoneh Esrei, Tefillah B'Lachash, and then the Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. So what is that? That's like Shemeh Koine. That's as if everybody in the shul, all 100 people in the shul, they all say another Shmoneh Esrei. What do you need two Shmoneh Esrei? You just daven the ready Tefillah B'Lachash. The answer is no. The first Tefillah B'Lachash is Tefillah HaYochid B'Tzibur. Tefillah HaYochid B'Tzibur. The second Chazoras HaShat is Tefillah HaTzibur. The Tzibur offers one Tefillah together.
Different timing, exactly.
Yeah, and it's not based on Shemei Kaina. Shemei Kaina about Gehesen, that is considered as if everybody said the Shmoneh Esrei also. We don't want everybody to say the Shmoneh Esrei. We don't want that it should be based on Shemei Kaina. Like Kriyas HaTorah also, Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, and several Poskim have like this, when the Balkori lanes and everybody's Yotze with the laning, that's considered Shemei Kaina. No. It's considered as if all 100 people in the shul lane themselves in the safe Torah. You don't want Shemei Kaina, you want the whole Tzibur should hear together. Parsha Zohar is based on Shemei Kaina. Parsha Zohar, we assume,
everybody
is a mitzvah in HaTorah, everybody should lane Parsha Zohar. So in the Balkori lane Parsha Zohar, everybody's Yotze with Shemei Kaina as if they all lane. But the whole institutional Kriyas HaTorah, we assume usually, is not based on Shemei Kaina. We don't want, that's not to be preferred, that everybody should take a Sefer Torah and lane the whole Parsha HaShavua to himself. We want the whole Tzibur together should lane one Kriyas HaTorah. So it's an Indian of Talmud Torah, but Tzibur. So the Chazoras HaShat is also, it's a Tfilos HaTzibur. The Tzibur offers one Shmoneh. And the Rishonim give the Moshul from the Korban Talmud. Right.
Isn't the halacha that if you have Tzibur says it's and people, some people don't answer,
how many? The Mechaber writes, Karev HaDavali is Brachal HaTavali. Right. The Mechaber says you have to have nine people answering. So then it says if you don't have nine answering, Karev HaDavali is Brachal HaTavali. Why does he say Karev?
But it's a Tzibur.
Yeah, why does he say it's Karev HaDavali? So the Prisha on the bottom of the tour explains this lashon that appears in the Shulchan Aruch. He says that that's really a guzma, it's not really a bracha l'batola, because you have six people. If you have Reid Tzibus, the Ruba Kukula, so that's really good enough. So if you have the Chazan as one, and another five people entering Amen, and the other four are sleeping, are not paying attention, talking, as long as they're all in Shul, so since you have a Reid Tzibus participating in the Chazoras HaShat, you say Ruba Kukula. What if you don't even have five people entering? Then it's Taka. Then it's Taka Bracha Levatol. And it's not some currently is Bracha Levatol.
It's not a Bracha for himself. Why should it be a Bracha Levatol? This is a Tzibur Dika Tzibur.
It's only called a Tzibur Dika Tzibur if they participate by entering on it. Usually, if I say Kiddush Abdallah and the other people listen and they don't answer Amen. So the Gemara says in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches that Shameya is Kaina. The one who pays attention and he heard is considered Ki'ilu he entered Amen. Kol Ha'ino Amen, Ki'ilu Ha'itzi Bracha Mitzvah. So he's Yotzei. But by the Chazoras HaShat and by the Kriyas HaTorah and by the benching Mezuman, and by Hamoitzi, there's a Mashmos in the Rambam that if the Tzibur doesn't answer Amen, the Takanat Yotzei. Asvar Dasanat Yotzei. Why? Because it's an inyan of a tefilas hatzibur, an inyan of birchas hamozim b'chabura, an inyan of birchas hamoitzi b'chabura. The chabura offers one hamoitzi. The chabura offers one mizuman, one benching. So it's only considered a tefilas hatzibur if the tzibur participates. So lechatzili should have at least nine people answering. And if you don't have nine answering, the Mechaber writes a guzma loshen karav adavli as bracha l'batol. But that's only a guzma. So when is it really a bracha l'batol? If you don't even have a right tzibur. If you don't even have ruba kukuloi.
Why is nine good? Why is nine good?
The chazan is one plus nine. The chazan is one. No, you have nine people answering to the one chazan. So altogether you have ten. Even though there are 1,000 people in shul.
Nine with the
chazen. No, it means nine in addition to the chazen, sacha kol ten. Yeah, so you have the full ten. So if you don't have nine answering on into the chazen, so that's mechaberites karavat w's bracha batol. So that we assume that's a little exaggeration. So when is it really bracha batol? If you don't even have five people answering, so you don't even have six. The five with the chazen makes six, so that's a ruba kukulut. So if you don't even have roid siba participating, so then we assume attack it is a bracha batol. So that's all on the svara, that by these dvarim shel sibur, by chazaras hashat, is a tfilah sat sibur, and a benching mezuman is a benching bahabure. And now moiti also, if you don't have the tzibur participating by ani asamein, so it's not called a bichas achabur, it's not called a tfilas atzibur. So there's a mechaber who writes such a strange lashon. The mechaber writes like this: if the balkare goes to read the Megillah in the hospital, and you don't have a minion, he's going to lay for a person. So if the person doesn't know how to read the Megillah himself, so it's like benching. The two people have to bench, and there's no mezumin by two. Two people, if it would be mezumin, no problem. If you have two people, there's no mezumin, so you're not supposed to say shamer koine. Each one is supposed to, mitzvah lecholik. The Gemara says, shnaim she'ochlu, two people ate bread. It's a mitzvah lecholik. It's not an option to bench mezumin. It's a mitzvah. Each one has to say his own benching. Unless one is seifam, one is bur. One knows how to bench, one doesn't know how to bench. Hatzinish kembrer, it's a seifam avarech, ubur yotzebe b'chosset. So b'shas hatak, we allow shamer koine by benching, because the whole din is only mid the Rabbanon to begin with. So b'shas hatchak, they never were machmer. So the Mechaber quotes the Orchaz Chaim in Hilchas Purim. He says, I'm going to go read the Megillah in the hospital or at home on behalf of a person who simply doesn't know how to read the Megillah. Hotmanish Kembrera. So that's like benching, that I say from Mavoch, Abu Yotzeb B'chos. But what if I'm going to go read the Megillah for a group of people? They know how to read the Megillah. It'll take them a little longer, but they can read the Megillah on their own without any mistakes. They can be Yotzeh. And they want me to be mighty them, so I should be mighty the others, stop and help my minion. Less than a minion, you can't do it. That's not usually followed. We don't do that. We don't do that. So the Mogen Avraham thinks that there are those that disagree. But that's what it says in the Mechaber. And nobody disagrees in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah doesn't disagree. Mechaber doesn't say the Yesh Chokim. Mechaber quotes this. And the Mogen Avraham says, where did this come from? What is it all about? So he says that these Rishonim, the Orchaz Chaim apparently thinks, like this Gemara, that Mikra Megillah is a form of Tfilah. It's like Tfilah. And in Tfilah, the din is that you don't allow Shemer Koina, unless you have Basara. If you have Asara, then you allow Shem, then you allow, it's a Tfilah Satzibur, so then it's good, even though the other person... It doesn't make a difference. You were Yotzi, one Yotzi. It doesn't make a difference. The same thing.
As Elvis, I
read. Even though I have already read the Megillah.
Yeah, but it's also the same thing.
It's the same.
Yeah, the same thing. If you have a minion, I need a chazan. Even though I already daven for an omen somewhere else, even though I daven in the lachash and the chazor sashat, I can be the chazan by the second minion also. Yeah. Even though I didn't daven it. Same thing. Same thing. But to be Moitzi Abaki, that's what the Mechaber quotes this Orchaz Chaim. To be Moitzi Abaki, you don't say Shemer Koine, unless he's Mamish Abur, so it's like Benchin, Sazam Vach Abur, Yetzibi Bechasa. But to be Moitzi Abaki, the Halacha says you need a minion. If you have a minion, then it's a different thing. Then it's like Benchin Mezumin. So it's like a Tfilah B'Tzibur.
What about the minion to read for two women? What about to read to women?
To read?
To women,
yeah.
So you don't have a minion.
Do you need
a minion when you're reading for women?
No, that's
if the women don't have the ability to read on their own, they're going to make so many mistakes that they won't be able to. Then it's safe for a boor. That's like benching. We allow some of the women can read on their own. They heard the Megillah every year. They may not know the trap. They can read in a way that they would be yotze. So then, according to the Mechaber, we wouldn't permit it unless you have a minion. So then you would have the shaila of us, the minion. Whether that's a shaila, do you need a minion of 10 men, or do you say that 10 women would be good, and maybe even 5 men or 5 women would be good? So there are different opinions in the Rishonim. The Prima Gaon calls different opinions in the Rishonim. Taisus' opinion is that not. Taisus and Bracha says that women are not the tarfim for the minion for Mikra Megillah. Taisus is the same. Yeah, and there are more quotes that there are the Rishonim who question it.
Is there not Boki in class? can you read from a sefer?
No. If you read from a printer, that's called Baal Peh.
But the definition is a Baki or not Baki?
No,
Baki means somebody can read from a cloud.
From the cloud, correct. Yeah, if you read from a printer, that's not, you're not Yait. Read from printed, it's called Kriya Baal Peh, you're not Yait. Yeah. So these are the three possibilities. Why the Gemara says that there's an Inyan of Mikra Megillah Basura, according to Tosfos and the Ramban, it's even Le'ikuvah sometimes. And according to Rashi in the Balamor, the whole discussion is L'chatchila, what is the issue over here? What are you gaining? So the Ramban claims that you're gaining Pisul Minisa. And the Mechaber quotes the Aruch HaShem that you're gaining that it's Tfilah B'tzibur. He wanted that it should be Tfilah B'tzibur, Tfilah Basura. Because less than Asura,
you can't
tfilah b'tzibur. You're missing something. It's not going to be tfilah b'tzibur. And others say, no, you want it to be kriya satir. You don't want it to. You don't have to accomplish the piece of. You want to make it like regular kriya satir that the Mishnah says later that you need asar. So any kriya satir. We mentioned earlier, Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying this over. We mentioned the Gemara that if a person is going from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv. So the Chazon Ish has a different opinion, but the way it says in the Mishnah Brura, the name of the Rosh, it's all determined where are you going to be the morning Alois HaShachar of Yud Dalet. If you are in Yerushalayim the morning of Yud Dalet, then you're obligated, even though Leil Yud Dalet you're in Tel Aviv. Leil Yud Dalet you're in Tel Aviv and everybody's in Shul reading the Megillah. I can leave because I plan to drive to Yerushalayim. I'm going to be in Yerushalayim in the morning. Now I'm in Tel Aviv. The Chiyuv Kriyas HaMegillah tonight is not tonight. The Chiyuv is to prepare for tomorrow morning. And if tomorrow morning, Alos HaShachar, when the Chiyuv says tonight, I'm going to be in Yerushalayim, my Chiyuv is going to be to read on Tezvav. And the Chiyuv to read on Tezvav is Chal the morning of Yud Dalet. It's not Chal the morning of Tezvav, because it's a long Yom Tov that's 2 days long. Sometimes 4 days long, when you have other Rishon and other Sheni. But the Chiyuv of all of the mitzvahs is Chal the morning of Yud Dalet. Wherever you are, you dial it in the morning. So you're in Yerushalayim, so it's nikvah that you have to read on Tezvav and the night before Tezvav.
So it's possible to travel back and forth.
So it's possible to be potter from both. Right, possible to be
potter.
According to the Chazon Ish, it's possible to be chayv in both, and possible to be potter from both. Chazon Ish says it all depends where you are the morning of your dalit. If the morning of your dalit you're in an ear, so you're chayv, the morning of Yodal, you're in a krach, you're not chayv. Morning of Tezvav, so it depends, are you, the Chazon Ish holds the morning of each day that determines for that day. So the Chazon Ish says it's possible to be chayv medina to do both, and it's possible to be potter from both. You can drive the chayv, it's possible to be potter from both. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like that. Mishnah Berurah quotes the simple reading of the Rosh, that it's not determined the morning of Tezvav and the morning of Yudalit. Everything is determined the morning of Yudalit. If you are in Yerushalayim the morning of Yudalit, you are Nikva as a Ben Yerushalayim, so you have to lay in Tezvav. Even if Lamaisa you're in the morning of Yudalit, you're in Yerushalayim, then you plan to go to Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. You have in Tel Aviv. No, you have to come back. You have to read the Megillah. Leil Tezvav and Yom Tezvav in Tel Aviv. Yeah, because it was Nikva in the morning. So Vosep is the morning. Why are all the Chiyuvim Nikva the morning? So we said part of the story is that Yudala Tezvav is one long Yom Tov and all the Chiyuvim are Chal in the morning. Well, why should it be Chal in the morning? Why shouldn't it be Chal Tzeitzah Kachavim? Why shouldn't it be Chal Bein Hashmashes? Normally all the Dinim. Right. Normally, all the dinim begin from Ben Hashmashes of Tzilat Yom Tov. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to point out, that the Gemara says over here.
Aniyim are looking out for the Megillah to get stuck in the order.
It's different. The Gemara has here Zayin on the base. Omar Rove, 10 lines before the Mishnah, Zayin on the base. 10 lines before the first Mishnah. Oh my Rava, the tiny letter Gimel Sudas Purim Shachol Balayla Layotze Yidechevas My Time He May Mishta V'Simchak Siv. He says if you eat the Sudas Purim Beleil Yudalid you're not Yotze. So in this Gemara there's a big Machlokes Harishon. So the Mordechai quotes from the Rav Yoh, one of the Balei Atesis. Mordechai quotes like any Shabbos and Yontes. If you eat the Suda Leil Shabbos Leil Yontes, you only eat to half of this story.
Yeah.
You have to have one Suda Balayla, one Suda Bayom. On Shabbos, you have to have Suda Shlishis in addition. And on Yontes, there's no, we assume the Rambam holds it, the Din Shal Shudas on Yontes also. We don't follow that opinion. So we hold that every yontif there's a chiyuv, one surah balayla, one surah bayon. So Purim is the same as any other yontif. There's no shalosh shuvos. You have to have one surah balayla, one surah bayon. So when the Gemara says lo yotzei dechavas, it means you're not fully yotzei. Yotzei half the story. You're not yotzei the whole story. So that's why many have the practice that they have a fleshig meal leil Purim and a fleshig meal bayom of Purim. Because the Rambam writes that the surah's Purim should be basav yai. It should be a b'kavod dikasudah, like on Shabbos yontif. You have flesh, chicken flesh, whatever. So you have Surah Purim, Balayla, and Surah Purim Ayyad. Mm. Generally accepted...
On this thing you have to say it over? Are you assuming
that's a machlekes by Surah Purim. And Morgan Avram has a machlekes of the later Achrayim. What about Purim if he forgets Alan Nisim in benching? Is he required to bench over or not? If a person benches on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he forgot to say exactly all the other marshal, he has to bench over. What about on Purim? There is a chiyuv suda, so does he have to bench over? So the 2 days, usually assume you don't have to bench over because you can be yotze the somehow you can be yotze the chiyuv suda without pot. You don't have to wash. If you wouldn't have washed, right? If you wouldn't have washed, you wouldn't have mentioned Alan Nisim at all in the bracha achrayin. So even if you did wash and the minig is that you say Alan Nisim, it's not medina, it's only a minig. They can't say that he has to bench over if he forgot Alan Nisim is not yotze the suda. He didn't have to pass in the first place. The Or HaShulchan thinks that that's not correct. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That the reason why most of the poskim hold that if you forgot Alan Nisim, you don't have to bench over again, is because you don't have to have pot. You don't have to have bread. Or HaShulchan thinks that that's not correct. He thinks you don't have bread. It's not called a suda by definition. A suda means with bread.
You don't eat pot, it's not a suda.
Just like, well, Shabbos Shud is, we assume many Rishonim hold Yotze without pot. So maybe Surah Purim is the same as Shalosh Shudas. That's the question. So Dor HaShulchan thinks not. He thinks that by definition a Surah means you have to have pot. But the reason why Alan Nisim, because they were never mistaken Alan Nisim and benching. Alan Nisim and benching is only a minig. Okay. So Alocha Lamaise, the Alan Nisim and the benching is Lachatzil, it's not Me'akib B'riyev. That's how we pass. In the Machleg, that's how we pass. But the shaila is when the Gemara says Surah Purim shasol balayla layotz dechavasa, what does it mean? So the Mordechai quotes one opinion from the Rav Yoh. It means you're not fully yotze. That's half of the story. You have to have a surah balayla and a surah bayom similar to every other yontif. If we say like that, you say that you treat Leil Purim as any other yontif. So then we don't have any marker for what we're trying to bring out. But the generally accepted opinion is not so. Generally accepted is that Leil Purim, there is no chiyuv suda at all. It's not that you yotze half of the story balayla. You have to have a surah balayla, surah bayom. You only have to have a surah bayom. He's just fasting the whole time. Some of people are hungry. So if you want to fast Leil Purim, some of Tanisa Tainus on Purim, you should have a bite, something. But to insist that you have to have fleshik, perhaps not. Some hold no, you should have bedavke. Some many kehilas had a minig bedavke to have milchik to demonstrate that you're not yotze, that you're not yotze anything with the suda that you have Leil Purim. Others are mahada dafkas kaf fleshik to satisfy the view of the Rav Yoh. That there are more quotes. The Yeshomim that you have to have a Surah Balayim and a Surah Bayom, so both should be with Ntilus Yadayim, with Pas, and with Fleshiks, and Bas of the Yayim, and so on.
Some of us mean, if you can come to Fleshik, you're it's the voice of
them. No, you're not Yeshomim. Both. The whole idea of the Minhagim who have Hilachim is to demonstrate that Bedapkia doesn't count for anything. Yeah, it doesn't count for anything. So that's. No. So the generally accepted, more popular opinion is that the Surah Purim Shasal Balayla are not yet to anything. You're not yet to anything, and the Surah is really only Bayom, because all the mitzvahs are really Bayom. The only exception to the rule is the Mikra Megillah, so that's a little strange, so that's why Rav Shlomo Lavilna had his suggestion that maybe it's a Takonis Rav Yishua Ben Levi, and maybe just like you said, to rehearse the Mikra Megillah. The laning, that's how Rav Soloveitchik said over the Nesib, the laning balayla is in order to enhance the kriya bayom, that it should be a lashanosa bayom, should be the second kriya, should be bayom. But really Purim begins the morning of Yudalas. Purim really begins in the morning. The night before is the night before Purim. It's not the night of Purim. It's the night before Purim. So that's why there is an opinion, and we shine in the Beit Yosef quotes is that Leil, so that's what we just said. There's some hold that it's only a later takana. The later takana, and the nature of the takana is just to prepare for the kriya bayom. So the kriya bayom will be the second kriya, and he'll understand it better. So that's why there was an opinion in Rishonim that you don't say Al HaNisim in Mayrus. When you daven Mayrus, you don't say Al HaNisim because it's not really Purim. Purim really begins by Yom. That's what Tosfos says, not so. Tosfos says, Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph, Diba Masko Psak. Usually Tosfos has a pilpul on the Gemara. This is an Ishkin pilpul. This is a Psak. So Tosfos says, and you say Al HaNisim even by Mayrus. They emphasize. So Omer Al HaNisim B'tfilah V'Hoidah.
Psak.
Well, yes. You have to say Al HaNisim on Ma'ariv also. The Ramah writes like that. You say Al HaNisim even though you didn't yet read the Megillah. The Beis Yosef quote that the Rishonim held, you don't say Al HaNisim, it's not Purim yet. Purim begins in the morning. The night before is the night before Purim. And you don't say Al HaNisim. If you already read the Megillah, then you, if you read the Megillah before Ma'ariv, if you read the Megillah first and then you're going to have Ma'ariv, so then they might, okay, then you say Al HaNisim because you just read the Megillah, so you should refer back to Al HaNisim what you just spoke about. But if it's a regular minyan, you're going to daven Ma'ariv before you say Mikra Megillah, so then there was a group of Rishonim who felt that you don't say Al HaNisim because it's not yet Purim. So that's the suggestion that seems to be behind this shita that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rosh, that the chiyuv to determine whether you read on Yudalit or you read in Tazvav is determined in the morning of Yudalit. It's one yontif that goes for 2 days, and the tchilos ha-yontif is alos ha-shach of Yudalit. It's not that the yontif begins on Laila ben Ashmashas at Teis HaKechavim of Leil Purim. No. Why should that be so strange? Yeah. So that's what the Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha, has a famous comment. What's the historical background? What's the hishtalshulus of
Goyim?
They got it from the Goyim. The Goyim originally, the Tahamad originally determined his day as a day to kill, to wipe out all the Jews. So in Goyish calendar, that's how he suggests. Yeah. In the Goyish calendar, the Gemara assumes that Halayla Halakha Yom. Nobody holds that it goes from midnight to midnight. Nobody holds it goes from midnight to midnight. The Jewish calendar begins from Laila, from Nacht, and it goes till Nacht. So that's called Hayom Halachachra Laila. The daytime follows the night. All the days, Shabbos, Yom Tippur, everything, all the holidays begin from the night before. All the days, as I know, everything starts from the night before. And by the Goyim, as Fakir, they have a solar calendar, and by them the Yom is more important than the Laila. So Halayla Halachachra Yom. So because originally this holiday started off as a non-Jewish day, determined by the non-Jewish calendar, that Yudalit Ador
is going to
begin the morning of Yudalit Ador. So when it was Nepach, Hayoyim Asher Nepach LaYehudim, Sosam L'Simcha, so the holiday begins from the morning of Yudal.
Just like using the calendar and calling it the month that we brought up from Bovel.
Yeah.
This is a similar thing.
Yeah. That is true. Maybe the reading of the Megillah at night is reading the Megillah not from Purim, but from Tanis Esther.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why we have Kulis. It says in Shulchan Aruch that it's a big Shas HaTchak. So you can even read the Megillah earlier before Teis HaKram. You can read it after Plaga Mincha. What's that? It's Plaga Mincha. How does that? To light Neiris Chanukah after Plaga Mincha, you understand, because they're going to burn later. They're going to burn half an hour after Teis HaKram. You're just doing the Maisa Hadlaka then. But it's going to burn until after half an hour later. But Mikra Megillah, you're going to read the whole Megillah before Purim. So the answer is, even if you read the Megillah on Leil Purim, it's also before Purim. It's the night before Purim. So this is the afternoon before Purim. B'shas HaTchak, the Mechaber says, you can lay in the Megillah. If everybody's starving, so you can make up to lay in the Megillah after Plaga Mincha.
Why do you make a bracha mid-Shachriyah? Let's read the Megillah. It's just a rehearsal
for tomorrow.
It's the first time that you're
after. Right, that was a Takanah Shabbat Shulman, ladies, to do it in a formal fashion.
Yes.
There's a famous verse that they quote from the Kishvei HaRizal, that Yom HaKippurim, I don't know, some people say that it says in the Zohar, I don't know, I saw this quote in the name of the HaRizal, that Yom HaKippurim is such an important day, it's a day that's as important like Purim. So obviously Purim is the more important of the two, and Yom HaKippurim is as important like Purim. So what is that supposed to mean? So they quote in the name of the Vilna Goyim. They have written by the Talmidim, it's not written by the Gro. Talmid Agro quotes in his name that what the Arizal meant to say is based on the Mishnah on the end of Kainis. L'hoyu l'hem Yisrael yamim tov, in the two happiest, jolliest days of the calendar, v'chamishos abav and Yom HaKippurim, that the girls would dance and the boys would make shiduchim and they would propose and so on. So the Gemara says, why was Yom HaKippurim a day to celebrate? Gemara said, Bishleim Yom HaKippurim is two reasons. It's a Yom Kabbalah HaTorah. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai the second time. And also, it's a Yom Mechila Slicha the Kapara. Two reasons. It's a day of Kabbalah Atzeres, and Kabbalah Atzeres is a day to celebrate, and it's also a day of Mechila Sabbath. So the Vilna Gaon says, the Kabbalah Atzeres on Yom Kippur, Kabbalah Atzeres Yom Kippur is reason to celebrate, but it was an incomplete celebration, because the Chazal said that it was Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas, it was forced on them. And it was only later in the generation of Esther, King of the Kibla, they accepted it a second time by Russian. And so that's why Yom HaKippurim is almost as important as Purim, because Purim was when the second Kabbalah Sotah really was. And the first time on Yom Kippur, that's when it was supposed to be. And then they explain a little further, the Talmidim of the Gro explain a little further, based on the Gro. This already the Gro didn't say, they say based on the Gro, that there is a Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Noach that poses the kasha that Tosfos says, why did HaKadosh Baruch have to kof aleim har kegigas? Why do you have to force it on me? So they said Nasav and Ishma. What was the problem? So the Medrash Tanchuma says they were prepared to accept Torah Shebichsav, but they were not prepared to accept the Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah Shebalpeh had he forced it upon them. So Adi Kiblu was on the Torah Shebalpeh. That's what it says in Medrash Tanchuma. So there's a famous comment from the Beis HaLevi, where he has in his drushes, the Rav used to say it over on different occasions in Aseret Meitshuva. Beis HaLevi explains that the original Luchas Rishonos, the first version, was that everything was there in the Luchas. There would not have been any need for Torah Shebalpeh. Everyone would be able to read in the Luchas and read in between the lines, Kol HaTorah Kulah. There would never be any Shailos. You wouldn't need any Shulchan Aruch, no Shailos HaTshuvos. Everything could be figured out from the Luchas. But then, when the Luchas Rishonos was smashed, and the Rabbanu Shalom said he's going to carve out on the Luchas, the new Luchas, the Luchas Shnius, he's only going to carve out the Aseret HaDibur, but not going to have the rest. So after Yom Kippur is the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, which Kabbalah HaTorah? That's the day splitting between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. So that's why the Yom Kippur was incomplete. The celebration of Kabbalah HaTorah on Yom Kippur that we celebrate was really incomplete because we're Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas on the Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah Shebichsav they accepted Beratan on Shavuot. They said Nas Menishma. So that there was never any issue on. But the Torah Shebalpeh that came about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Luchas Shnius, which didn't have Kol HaTorah Kulah engraved. The Beis HaLevi quotes Gemaris and passages from the Zohar, L'Rois, has a long drasha, the end of the second Chelek, and the Shalom Shulchan has a very long drasha on this, quotes many midrashim to demonstrate this idea. That when Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, that was Kabbalah's Luchas Shnius, was the beginning of the idea of Torah Shebalpeh, that not everything is going to be B'Ksav, there's going to be Balpeh. So that was really Dosadint Unter Yehunkin. There was missing because it was Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. So that full Kabbalah HaTorah of Torah Shebalpeh, that was generations later after the Nes Purim. So the Vilna Gaon writes, this they quote from the Talmid HaGra, writes in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that's why there's a special Mishta the Simcha Yom Kippur to make up for the fact that on there's a special Mishta the Simcha Purim to make up for the fact that on Yom Kippur we fast. Why do we fast on Yom Kippur, Zakta? Because the Kabbalah Torah Shebalpeh was incomplete, the Shaita. Because it was Kaf Aleim Har Kegigas. Whenever you're celebrating Kabbalah HaTorah, you're supposed to celebrate by throwing a fancy party. The Gemara says, HaKol Moedim, all the Tanoim agree on Shavuos, that you have to have an elaborate meal, because it says, Yom Shidit Matar, because the Pasuk says, Vayachzu Sorekim, Vayochlu Vayishtu. And the Rabban quotes the Medrash Mikan from this pasuk and the end of Mishpatim. Mikan shows Mesudah LeGemer Shel Torah. You have to celebrate by having an elaborate meal. So Yom Kippur, the Kabbalah HaTorah Shebalpeh, Hotin Untegehunkin, it was missing. That's why there's no lavish Seudah at all. It's an Isser Achilah Shtiyah, because if the Kabbalah HaTorah was Bal Kocham, so that's why Purim is the day on which this is rectified. Purim, we have a lavish meal to make up for the fact that Yom Kippur was incomplete. No, we have to celebrate with this in mind.
Yes.